Round one.
Went for a new approach today. Cutting off small bites instead of going for large chunks. This part of the land is the most difficult to work on because everything is so thick and tangled. There's no way I can do this at a considerable pace. I have to go slow. And anyone watching this and laughing at me and saying, "This guy is an idiot. That's not how you use that machine. You don't know how to work with that machine." Yep. I don't know how to use it. I never used it before. I'm not a farmer. This is my first ever experience with this kind of job, if this is a job. So, don't criticize me. I don't know what I'm doing. And I couldn't care less about anyone's opinion. If I'm doing it wrong, who cares? I did hire people to do this job. I have no idea if they're ever gonna come or not, and I'm not willing to wait for them. I want to move in as fast as possible, and I cannot wait for anyone. So I'm gonna keep doing this. The other day I had a neighbor driving by. He stopped. He never seen me before, but he knew exactly who I was. He didn't ask who I was, he knew. This is how fast people just know things here. Everyone knows everyone, and everyone knows everything about everyone. Guess this is something I'm gonna have to learn to live with. I'm not comfortable with everyone knowing who I am, why I'm here. Well, they don't know why I'm here, but they know who I am. And he was very kind to me. People in general are very kind. And he was telling me about the land. It has a rich soil and water. Well, I'm not gonna be thirsty here, that's for sure. And I know he has a tractor, so if I ever need, I'm gonna knock on his door and, "Hey, neighbor, how much?" His farm, it's a couple minutes from here, maybe 5 minutes tops. It's the most beautiful farm I've seen here. It is well kept. It is not a jungle by any means. So this neighbor is probably the one I need to learn from. We had F-16s flying over a few times. They were heading to the ocean and back to the base. Probably some exercise with the Navy or maybe some patrol mission on the ocean. Who knows? They fly low and they are loud as fuck. Okay, time to clean some of the mess I made. As far as I know, there is no machine for this, so it has to go by hand. It's not an easy task, it's not pleasant. If there's no one else to do it, you wanted this, now you got it. By the way, I'm talking to you and I'm hearing the F-16s again. Not that nearby, but they're around. I can hear them. Another thing I've been noticing is the flies. There are so many flies, and they are huge. I was lucky so far. I have not come across any snake. There are snakes, about 1 to 2 meters long, maybe. Some may grow bigger. I don't want to come across one of those. They are not poisonous, but if they bite me, it will hurt. Definitely something I do not want. I could go down to the village to have some lunch, but I decided not to and brought my own lunch today. And I ate like a king.
Round 2.
For the afternoon, I switched the blade. I was trying to see if it would go any faster. It makes a lot of noise. Comparing to the other one, it does make a lot of noise. Maybe it was just the noise working as a placebo, but I got the idea I could go faster with this one. It does destroy things a lot faster, but maybe it was just my imagination. At some moment, I went full retard. Again, I don't know how to use these machines. I'm not a pro, I'm learning. See you next time.